Die Morning Show am Nachmittag an einem Montag im April. Und seit kurzem laufen die ersten Rückführungen von Geflüchteten von Griechenland zurück in die Türkei. Ein Versuch von der Politik, Geflüchtete eben davon abzuhalten, die gefährliche Reise übers Mittelmeer nach Europa anzutreten. Aber die ersten Berichte aus Griechenland sind eher ernüchternd. Während Rückführungsboote ablegen, kommen weitere Flüchtlingsboote an. Das heißt auch, die Geflüchteten treten weiterhin eben die gefährliche Überfahrt an, die schon so viele Tote gefordert hat. Der Musiker und Filmemacher Jim Croft war bis vor kurzem noch auf Lesbos. Zurückgekommen ist er mit einer Crowdfunding-Kampagne. Und jetzt sitzt er mir hier gegenüber im Studio bei Flux FM und hat noch zwei tolle Musiker mitgebracht. Und die beiden oder beziehungsweise die drei werden jetzt mal erklären, worum es dabei geht. Hi guys, nice to have you here in the studio.
Thank you for having us back.
Hi. Uli, magst du kurz dem Jim noch das Mikrofon kurz vor die Nase, damit wir ihn besser hören?
Man of all talents.
You're welcome.
Genau, weil Jim, muss man ja sagen, ist echt Freund des Hauses, schon so oft hier gewesen. Und wir finden es toll, dass du erstmal jetzt wieder mit deinem neuen Projekt hier bist. We're happy to have you here with your new very interesting project.
Thank you very much.
Which started when you've traveled to Lesbos and mm-hmm. saw the circumstances there. Or tell us about it.
Well, it was really like, so I've been on this project called Journeys, and it's taken me on tour through Africa, through Russia and across China. And I wanted to have a look at Europe because it's combining documentary and music. But I just didn't know how to look at Europe without sort of engaging with the refugee situation, because it just felt like it wouldn't be engaging with the reality of Europe. So I headed down to Lesbos in a van with my great friend, Bastian Fischer, and one day we sort of started, you know, the journey, if you like, at the point where the refugees actually gain entry into Europe. And one night I was there on the beach, and this boat came in with severely hypothermic children and adults. And I mean, you have to imagine you're on a beach in Lesbos, February, freezing cold, and people panicking and in terrible medical emergencies. And it was just absolutely shocking to behold. And then when they came off, there was, I mean, children in dire, dire need. And one child was rushed straight off the boat and got CPR on the beach and later died. And there was another girl, Sarah, who I learned her name later, obviously, but all the doctors were so busy with so many medical emergencies that it was left to a sort of, you know, drunken musician on the beach to grab her, if you like. And she was freezing. She was soaked with cold water. And after I picked her up, she passed out in my arms. And I was literally panicking. I didn't know what to do. I'm not a medic. And so started trying to take her top off and sort of like, you know, get some warmth around her. Eventually she woke up, and one of the best moments of my life, she came around, and eventually after sort of 20 minutes, you know, there was even a smile on her face as pandemonium happened around it. But it just gave me this feeling that you can't sort of do nothing. And it reconnected the role of culture for me on this expedition. You know, how can I make a role? Well, I'm a musician. I can damn well try and do my part and get a boat so that children don't have to face this type of thing, or make some small contribution.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Also er ist nach Lesbos gefahren, weil er diese ganzen, natürlich das mal am eigenen Leib erfahren wollte. Man hat gar nicht so eine wirkliche Verbindung. Man sieht es in den Nachrichten, hört es im Radio, die Flüchtlingsboote kommen an. Vielen Menschen geht es sehr, sehr schlecht. Viele sterben auch auf ihrer langen Reise oder kommen in schlimmen Zuständen dann auf der Insel an. Und er ist einfach hingefahren, hat es sich angeguckt, genau an dem Punkt, wo die Boote eben angekommen sind, und hat das ganze Elend mit eigenen Augen betrachtet und konnte da auch ein bisschen helfen und hat schöne Momente erlebt und sich gedacht, ich will mehr tun, ich bin Musiker, irgendwas muss doch möglich sein, so wie Jimmy eben ist, und er stellt vieles in kurzer Zeit auf die Beine. And what exactly did you do? What was the idea for Boat for Sarah?
Well, I was shocked with the sort of dearth, with the lack of sort of larger aid agencies, and it felt like there was a sort of blindness from politicians in a way. And obviously, while I was there, there were all these big meetings going on in Europe, but you had sort of, it seemed like there was no engagement with this very basic human reality of people coming a lot across and drowning. I mean, you've had 4,000 people in the last year drown, and so many children, of course, in that number. And I came across these heroes on the beach, and I used the word heroes very, very rarely. And this was a group of Spanish firefighters and rescue workers who have organized themselves in Spain to come across to Lesbos in shifts of about 15 people. And they come across unpaid, and they come across on their holidays from all around Spain in a cycle. And they are always the first people there, taking people off boats. But the problem is that, I mean, they're all specialized people, but they don't have a boat. So the idea, and we became very friendly, and it was a wonderful man called Paco, who had a little hip flask of whiskey. So we bonded over that, and we had this idea to get them a boat so that they can actually do their job more effectively, mm. and hopefully make a small contribution. And it's a big contribution, because if you think that even one life is saved, then that's all worthwhile, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So what will they exactly do with the boat? They will come and rescue people that are in the sea, or?
Well, exactly. So a lot of boats come in, and sometimes they come in and the people are singing because they're so happy to have made it across and it's been a good passing, but other boats get stuck. The smugglers give them boats with very bad engines. Sometimes a storm comes in quickly. So the idea with the boat is that they will go out, and if there's a medical emergency, take off anyone who's very sick. Or if the boat is broken, they'll help tow the boat in, or even take people off the boat. Or if it's a good boat, they'll just kind of guide it in and be their first port of call. And the idea is beyond politics. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you think everyone should get sent back. It doesn't matter whether you think it should be open borders and everyone's let in. I think as a European, it's unacceptable that you have children dying on our waters.
Yeah.
And especially when the governments seem to be just turning a blind eye to this.
Yeah.
Which I think defeats the sort of the very basis of our society as Europeans. I think our society is based on ideas like the Geneva Convention, like the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This is about human rights. It's about something that we all share. And I don't know how we're losing that sense of identity in our governments at the moment.
Ja, und genau für dieses Boot, für Boat for Sarah, wird Geld gesammelt. Mittlerweile sind doch schon 12.000 Euros.
So far.
Genau, zusammengekommen. Und wir haben es ja gerade gehört, also vor allen Dingen viele Spanier sind interessanterweise sehr, sehr engagiert dort drüben und helfen den Ankommenden, den kranken Menschen auch schnell versorgt zu werden. Und es wäre natürlich perfekt, wenn sie ihr eigenes Boot hätten und selber agieren könnten und dort eben schnell rausfahren, um Leute vom Boot zu holen, die auch gerade sehr, sehr krank sind und denen schnell geholfen werden muss. Und so weiß man nämlich auch, wenn man jetzt hier was spendet, genau in welche Hände das geht. Und für dieses Projekt, für dieses Boot wird schon viel Geld gesammelt. Ein bisschen fehlt noch. Und das Ganze hängt natürlich auch mit Musik zusammen. So now comes the music. the music, the idea of music and combining it. So tell us a little bit about the album or the 48 hours. What did you do exactly?
Well, I was there and I had this revelation, right, to try and, you know, raise some money. And but it kind of felt like we had to do something kind of a little bit kind of crazy or out of our comfort zone in order to raise this money. So the idea happened that we do an album in 48 hours because this is, you know, the studio, all the musicians, everyone has given all their time for free. So we had to do it very quickly. That was the only window that we had to do it. But there was also sort of, you know, let's say a artistic symbolism, because I came back on Thursday night, rehearsed on Friday, and then we've done it this weekend. It was, I mean, literally got back at 6 o'clock in the morning this morning after 48 hours in the studio, and we cut an album. But the reality is that the life of the refugee doesn't end. You know, I can come home and I can come home to a cup of tea and a warm embrace, whereas all the people that I met in Idomeni in these camps, they are on what one person described to me as the path of rejection. You know, they don't have a home to go back to. Their past life is destroyed and they don't have a home to go to. So the idea with the album in 48 hours was just to try and symbolize this fact that in coming home, there wasn't a returning for me, metaphorically at least, but straight in to do this wonderful thing. And I think people have really tapped into it because people have been really following as we've had this crazy weekend. And we're going to play a couple of songs today, which were literally all written on the road in the back of this yellow van. And Ben and I have been writing lyrics in the back of taxis. I've been scribbling lyrics in this yellow van in the rain for the last 3 weeks. And it's been a wonderful experience. And hopefully we can, get this money raised in this album. And I believe the album's going to be good as well.
I believe so too. Und am Freitag kann man das Ganze sich anhören. Und zwar, da werdet ihr nämlich im Benu sein und euer Benefizkonzert spielen. Jetzt hören wir aber erstmal einen Song. We're going to listen to a song of yours, a new song, mm-hmm. which was produced in the last 48 hours.
Produced, we wrote the lyrics yesterday, and we actually had about 40 people come to the studio last night who also learned the chorus and have a sing-along. So we recorded it I think about 10 minutes after the lyrics were written, and we're going to try and play it again tonight, well, today.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to listen to which song? What is it called?
It's called Redemption.
Redemption. Okay, dann. Yeah, how do I say it? Who are you, so to say?
It's Jim Croft and the Bandits from Mars.
They seem to be d'accord. Okay, let's go.
Well, do I look like a man who's got song in her field? And do I look like a man who's running out of ideas? Or do I look like a man who gives a shit about the trolls? I'll tell you, man, exactly what I know. I got one life and I live it on the ground. Cause I'm just looking for redemption. And I'm just looking for a feeling.
Jim Croft and what did you just say? How do they call them?
The Bandits from Mars.
The Bandits from Mars, genau. Wir haben den Song Redemption gehört aus dem Album, was ja Boat for Sarah sozusagen dann beinhaltet. Denn sie haben die letzten 48 Stunden musiziert, viele Songs zusammen kreiert, um für den guten Zweck ein Boot zu finanzieren. Das für die Hilfsorganisation ProM8 ist der
Name. ProM8, exactly.
ProM8, that's the Spanish guys.
That's the Spanish. Oh, and ladies. It's a combination of people across. And I'm going to tell you, the ladies do a lot more work than the guys.
Absolutely, that's always the case. And they know that you're doing this whole thing for them.
Well, I just got the best news because I just got a mail just before I came here saying that the two bosses, they're actually coming up to Berlin for the gig. And so that's going to be an amazing experience to have them there. And I just want to get the hit flask of whiskey again.
Yes, and that's a little bit full circle then, because
yes,
they're here
completely.
As well. Yeah.
And if we actually manage to raise this money, like, you know, if we sell out Binu, we will actually be able to write a check on stage to give to them to take down to Les Vos. So please come along. It will be a hangover that is so worthwhile.
Also, ihr habt's gehört, am Freitag ins Binu gehen und die Jungs unterstützen. Sie würden sich sehr freuen, damit endlich die 15.000 Euro zusammenkommen. 12 sind schon im Kasten, das muss doch möglich sein. Ich denke auch, dass es voll werden wird. Yes. Vielleicht kommt ihr noch mal kurz zum Mikrofon. Ihr habt ja mit Jim auch jetzt zusammengearbeitet. Kennt ihr ihn eh schon länger? Seid ihr gut befreundete Musiker seit vielen Jahren?
Dürfen wir auch in Englisch reden?
Nein, du darfst Deutsch reden. Du sprichst total gut Deutsch.
Come on, man.
Genau, komm
näher. Ich habe halt schon länger mit Jamie gespielt.
Ja.
Und ja, so ein Projekt kann nur Jamie machen eigentlich. Der ist ein Mensch, der einfach extrem gut ist in Leute zusammenbringen. Und ja, ist so ein krasser Typ auf jeden Fall.
Ja, das glaube ich.
Er ist die Frontman von die großartig Band Those Goddamn Hippies.
Oh my God, and you're here today.
Ja.
Maybe you come to the microphone as well. Du kannst okay. auch Deutsch sprechen, oder?
Ja, aber nur langsam.
Nur ganz langsam. Das ist ein sehr interessantes, sehr lobenswertes Projekt, dem du beiwohnst. Und vielleicht kannst du uns auch ganz kurz erzählen, wie es ist, eure Zusammenarbeit mit Jimmy. Wie, du hast ja eben schon ganz treffend gesagt, sowas kann nur Jimmy Boy irgendwie aufziehen, so viele Leute zusammentrommeln. Wie erlebst du das denn selber, mit ihm zu musizieren und das Ganze zu machen? Is it fun to work together?
And come on, Baz.
What did you just say? How is it like to work with him and all the other guys? And what is so special about this laughing man to your right? Spit it out.
he has an amazing ability to gather great people. That's the answer.
Wow, okay, we just heard this in German as well, but that's that may be then the truth, because that's a confirmation, so to say.
Ja, auf jeden Fall.
Ja, cool. Ach, Mann, schön. Dann wollen wir auf jeden Fall noch einen Song hören, oder?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah.
Genau. Also wenn ihr sagt, toll, sagt doch mal die Internetadresse. Wir haben es auf Facebook gestellt und auch auf Twitter, da könnt ihr es auch nochmal nachschauen, die Crowdfunding-Seite gogetfunding.com/boatforsarah, falls ihr es so unterstützen möchtet. Oder einfach am Freitag dann gerne kommen, und zwar ins Binu. Dort könnt ihr das Projekt direkt unterstützen. Es fehlen noch 3.000 Euro insgesamt, sollte das doch irgendwie zu schaffen sein. Und dann könnt ihr euch schön das Ganze dort da vor Ort reinziehen. Pro-Am 8 wird unterstützt und die tollen Musiker, die hier jetzt im Studio sind, werden dann auch am Freitag auf der Bühne sein. Sowie diejenigen, denen das Geld zugutekommt. Ein Boot, mit dem Flüchtlinge gerettet werden, denen es vor allen Dingen ganz dreckig geht, wenn sie gerade ankommen nach einer ganz langen Fahrt und überhaupt froh sind, dass sie noch am Leben sind. Dann möchten wir noch einen Song hören. Which song are you going to play?
This is another new one from this weekend with lyrics very recently written, so they're in front of me, and let's give it a go. So Shadowlands it's called.
Okay, thank you for coming, Shadowlands. We can listen to right
can
now.
I just say thank you to Flux FM for all of these years of support.
Our pleasure, Jimmy.
I believe we're entering an age of solitude. To the Shadowlands. I believe you get what you give, and that'll be the same for me. Yes, I still have hope. It's cloudy, there's a way to see. But I still have hope. Though the world is old. though our time is brief, we'll cross that bridge together. We'll cross that bridge together. We'll cross that bridge together. To the Shadowland.
Jim Croft und seine Kumpels haben für das Spot for Sarah gesungen. Vielen Dank, thank you very much. Sounded great. Und die CD könnt ihr übrigens am Freitag auch im Vinu kaufen beim großen Benefits-Konzert. Thanks for coming and full house on Friday.